The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
So if you live in rural Ireland, how difficult is it to get a lift home from the pub after a night out? Well, there's an interesting initiative down in Kerry which has been launched in conjunction with Guinness and the Vintners Federation of Ireland. And to help launch it, well, perhaps an unusual choice, a Hollywood star, Chris O'Dowd, is with us. Chris, thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
Always weird to hear myself described like that, but I'll take it.
Well, you are. You're in Hollywood these days, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Good. But you came home to Kerry. Well, home is the wrong word because you're from Roscommon. Are you from rural Roscommon or in the town?
I mean, as ludicrous as it seems, I describe myself as suburban when it comes to Roscommon. I'm outside a small town, but all my mother's people are from kind of 10 miles outside the town. So I'm familiar with the isolation that people can feel in rural communities, for sure.
And also the difficulty of getting a lift home after a night out.
That's exactly right. You know, the infrastructure isn't really built for rural Ireland. It's built for townlands and cities. So they're definitely a little left out.
So you got involved with this idea, which is running in Kerry, in a couple of locations in Kerry, one of which I'm familiar with, Faha, which is actually where my mother-in-law is originally from. Tell us about the initiative and how you got involved with it.
Yeah, they got in touch. The initiative is really fairly simple. There's a WhatsApp group of around 30 people from the local pub. In this case, it's the Faha Court, a very beautiful part of the world. And they just take turns driving. So the 30 of them on it will take a night each, and they'll spend a few hours picking each other up and dropping each other off. And it just means that you have a designated driver designated to every day of the month.
Which is very handy. Now, so to get involved in that, do people have to have insurance covered? Do they need full driving licenses? What age are they required to be?
I think they have to be over 25. And we've got people up to, I think they're mid-70s doing it. The pub itself provides the car, which is hopefully, as time goes on, going to be sponsored. I know these ones are, it's the Vintners Association and Guinness that are helping them with it. But other pubs across the country are starting to get it. And I'm sure Guinness or whoever will be able to help them with the car. I'm not actually 100% sure of what insurance they need. But presumably they'll have insurance on their own cars. And yeah, it's starting in Faha, a couple of places in Kerry. I know there's another one starting up in Carlow, and hopefully it'll take over the country soon enough.
Okay, have you visited Kerry to see this in operation?
I went down last week and spent the night ferrying people to the pub and back to their house to see how it worked. And it's great crack. It's such a lovely initiative. Everybody's up for it. And it just revitalizes the community.
Okay, what was people's reaction when they got into the car and saw you? I presume they all recognized you from things like Moon Boy and Get Shorty and stuff, did they?
Well, Matt, I assumed they'd all recognize me as well. But it was a mixed bunch of nods of recognition and general indifference.
Or else, you know, the Irish ways that they just wouldn't want to acknowledge you. They'd be going, oh, that's your man off the telly, but I'm not actually giving him any satisfaction of actually giving him any credit for that.
I think his head's big enough.
You must have met some good characters, though, did you?
Oh, yeah, such lovely, lovely, lovely people. And, it's such a mixed bunch. It's kind of people in their 20s and 30s and then there was a lovely man who lost his wife last year and doesn't get out very much anymore. He, you know, properly lives out in the countryside, and he was 82. Some great stories. He could kind of remember electricity coming to the town. And what's nice about it is obviously it makes people congregate in the pub in the way that they've stopped kind of doing, sadly, over the last couple of decades that I've seen. You know, drink driving and the smoking ban and stuff kind of stunt that kind of community centre. So it does mean that it's bringing people together that wouldn't necessarily congregate otherwise in the back of a car.
When you come back to Ireland now, if you go home to Roscommon, I don't know how often you actually do so, do you like paying a visit to the pub?
Yeah.
That wasn't a leading question, Chris. I'm not trying to trap you to any admission of anything there.
That was kind of like saying, have you tried the water in Lourdes? Yeah, I am. I get back probably two or three times a year. We're actually back again next week for Christmas. And it is a very specific thing to Irish culture that maybe we take for granted sometimes. And it's not necessarily just about drinking. It is about congregating. It's about telling stories, about retelling history. And we have a tradition in Ireland of revitalizing things that look like they may be on the way out, the way that rural pubs do. You know, it wasn't so long ago that the GEA was on its way out. And this huge kind of drive to revitalize important parts of our culture can be very successful. And I hope this is another one.
I want to ask you about Get Shorty, which regular listeners to this programme will know that I've been banging on about for the last couple of years as one of the best things on television. We've had two seasons on Sky Atlantic. I believe the third is made and has been shown already in the States, has it?
Yeah, we've just been shown. It's actually just been on TV here. I think it might have just finished up. And I imagine it's coming to Sky Atlantic soon-ish, the third season.
And how enjoyable is that to make? Is it as enjoyable to make as it is for us to watch?
It's a gorgeous show. It's a bunch of really lovely people. Ray Romano's great crack to be around. And now we're kind of in our third season. Everybody knows each other, and it's a nice little family. And it's kind of, for me, it's a role that I don't often get to do, this kind of hard man of the kind of a Latino mob. Taking over Hollywood, so it's a fun story to tell.
It comes across as great fun. It's a great part to be in, because every time you sort of like become likable, you do something to make you realise that, well, actually, this isn't such a likable character after all.
No, that's exactly right. It does feel like it's a very well written character where you bring the audience with you as much as you can, and then you reveal the true extent of your own dastardliness. It's a great character because it kind of speaks to what's most important. Is it your family? Is it your job? How much are you willing to give one in for the other? And where does art and film play a part in that? Yeah, we wrestle with a bunch of themes that I find interesting.
And it's great fun more than anything else. It's actually really,
yeah,
really enjoyable to watch.
It's a really fun show.
Will there be a fourth series?
Thank you very much. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the third series, but will there be a fourth?
I guess we'll find out soon enough. Usually around this time, they'll kind of decide on stuff like that.
And of course, you're probably in such demand, you can demand even more money from them for doing a fourth series.
I just do it for the love, Matt.
How do you actually, one of the great things about it is that you actually do it in your own accent. Were you ever put under pressure to actually do it in a different accent to your own accent?
No, I really wasn't. You know, I have a simple rule about the accent things, really, where I'm like, if there's a very good reason for it not to be in my own accent, then I'll listen to it. But otherwise, I have found, traveling around the world over the last 20 or so years, that there are Irish people everywhere, in every little pocket of society, and I can get to play all of them if I want.
Well, I love Get Shorty. I'm really looking forward to it. What else are you working on at present?
We've got a film coming out in the spring called The Starling with myself and Kevin Klein and Melissa McCarthy. I'm not sure when that'll be out, maybe March. And then I'm writing a couple of things over in LA now until Christmas, and then taking some time off.
And do you live there now full time?
Yeah, we've been here a while, all right. We're over and back a bit, but yeah, mostly based over here for the last 7-8 years, I suppose.
Okay, well, listen, it's great to have you on the programme, Chris, and that initiative that you've become involved with Guinness and the Vintners Federation of Ireland, I suspect it's one that might get rolled out in many other counties around the country, this idea of almost like a community car, as you could almost call it.
Yes, yes, so keep your eye out for Social Spin.
Social Spin, all right. Chris O'Dowd, thanks very much for taking the time to join us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
Appreciate it.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.